The pasuk says, "Elihei masecha loisaselach." The taich, I think, can be understood al pi svasemes on shvi shel Pesach. Svasemes is marich that behemis everything in the world has kedusha. There's every part of the bria is a chefetz of Ratzon Hashem and kveid Hashem, from which it's nikar the Rabbeinu Shalala. Just a person, because of the shiflus of his matzav, doesn't see it. And there's like a mosach, a screen, a block, blocking hamavdil between himself and the reality of things. And that is how a person comes to worship Avodah Zarah. If you were to see Kvod Hashem all around you, and to see the Yad Hashem, and that everything is the all-powerful Kol Yochel of the Eibishter in every prat of the world, then of course there would be no possibility to be Eved Avodah Zarah. The entire possibility to be Eved Avodah Zarah is because there is this Mosach HaMavdil. The Olam, the world, is Miloshen Helem, that it's hidden the Ratzon Hashem. Where it's hidden the Ratzon Hashem, because of this Mosach, one can come, Rachmana Litzlan, to be Eved Avodah Zarah. To that end, Avodah Zarah is called Elihei Masecha. It's called it's idols, it's gods ki'ilu that you worship as a result of masecha, as a result of the mosach that's blocking you, that's preventing you from seeing the reality of the fact that the world is all Ratzon Hashem and Kvod Hashem. This idea that the world is all Kvod Hashem and everything be'etzem is mitzad the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and just we don't see it. It's brought out in another place in this parasha, on the pasuk leselech rochel ba'amecha v'leisamed al dam reyecha ani Hashem. So Rashi teaches ani Hashem to mean neman liten schar v'neman lipora. But the Nachal Kedumim, the Chido and Nachal Kedumim brings b'shem da Arizal b'zeh aloshen pirish ki reyacha ki v'yochel b'dmusi v'tzalmi v'nimtza ki shayfech dam reyehu chas v'shalom. Mala olav ki ilu memayet kvoidoi chas v'shalom. V'ze ani Hashem. Hu al derech mashekosav bazoyar loisane b'reyacha et shoker dehavi chas v'shalom ki ilu mishaker ba'kodesh baruch hu dechsiv b'reyacha v'reya avicho al tazoy. Yisod of the Arizal here is, it says ani Hashem because be'etzem when you're heilech rachmano litzlan rochil ba'amecha. Amecha, even though physically, in physical terms, in mundane terms, it's a person, it's your friend, it's an acquaintance, in real terms, because it's a tzelem elikim, be'etzem, this person is a manifestation of Kvod Shamayim and a manifestation of Ratzon Hashem in this world. And ad kama, that you are a heilech rochel be'amecha to the next person, it's be'etzem munachin that is a heilech rochel neged the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Same thing he said, like, so I saw the Racha Eid Sheker is like being made connected to Eibishter and Eid Sheker. And that also comes from the same Yisrael. The Yisrael that while it looks like to be another person, you have to understand this person is the Chalik Eli Kamimal. This person is a Chalik of Kvod Shamayim. He's the Eibishter's an agent. The Eibishter's a mensch in this world. At Kama that you're Pegeya him, you're Pegeya in the Eibishter. But that requires to have that look. To look at the world through those clear lenses to be able to see that everything is be'etzem Ratzon Hashem and everything else is nothing more than a Mosach HaMavdil. The way to be mischazek and to be mizdabek, to work towards attaining such a darga of looking at the world properly, be'etzem is implicit in the beginning of this parsha. It says, in the beginning, we say, K'doshim Tiyu. Torah says, K'doshim Tiyu, Ki Kodosh Ani Elikeich. Ki Kodosh Ani Elikeich. So the Ramban teaches, it means you shouldn't be a novel B'shus HaTorah, Kadosh Atzmacha B'mutter Lach. But it means there's a commandment of K'doshim Tiyu. So there's a Meredik HaTayich in Rabbeinu Yoyna, there's a Perusha Rabbeinu Yoyna Al HaTorah. Rabbeinu Yoyna writes the following. This is his Lashon. Ubi Hikonis Lisboinen B'das K'doshim. Kloimer, Shenikru Yisrael Kedoshim, and he asks, V'chi efsher loy le'odom liyois b'kedushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it possible then for a person to attain the Kedusha of the Eibishter? A person cannot even be like one of the minor mishamshim of the Eimishter, K'maisha Omro. So how is it possible to say Kedoshim to you? How can you have such a commandment to be Kaddish ki Kaddish ani ki'ilu, implying that you're attaining that level of Kedusha of the Eimishter? Zokt Rabbeinu Yoina. Elo shebeze yivchoy. This is what one does. This is how one measures in this world terms, in mundane terms, in Eilam Hazadika terms, how one measures Kedusha. Shema Odom yekadosh atzmai. If a person will sanctify himself, v'yizke nafshoy behafrodo min haguf, and he will be zoyche, his nefesh will be zoyche, will be mizake his nefesh, to separate itself from the guf, tihiyed memeila tzruro b'tzror hachayim es Hashem aleikov, v'yiyeloi mahalchim bein ha'imdim, and he will be a mahalach bein ha'imdim shehem ha'malachim. He'll have a koyach which is greater than the malach, because he's able... He bekum vase did it and worked to attain it. V'gam bekol shor, he adds, yesh loy lehosim einov shelo yeda b'shum tuma. V'haprushim Yisrael hayu nizharim afilu miliga bebigdei amoretz. Zeo aprishus. Asher onu nifroshim v'nivdolim b'mikolo amin. K'mo yishehu baruchu nivdol. So what did he say? What did he ask? What did he ask? He was concerned. How does it say Kedushim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani? That you can attain the level of Kedushim the Rabbeinu Shlom. You can't even attain Be'etzem, the level of a lowly servant of the Rabbeinu Shlom, or of the lowly Mishamshim of the Rabbeinu Shlom. A minor one you can't even be. So you can be Kodesh like the Eibishter. Zokhter, what a person means to be Kodesh like the Eibishter is Avada, you're not being attaining the Kedusha of the Eibishter. Avada, you're not attaining the Kedusha of the Eibishter. But what it means is a person is comprised of a guf and a nefesh. The guf pulls in one direction, the nefesh pulls in the other direction. The guf pulls in the mundane, in the gashmias dikka, in the mosach hamavdil dikka direction. And the neshama sees things and feels things as they really are, because it's a chelik elikamimal, and it pulls in that direction. A person, in this world concept, the idea of attaining kedusha is to act, to separate yourself from the goof, to separate yourself from your actions and thoughts being dictated and governed by the goof, and rather they should be dictated by the neshama. If one does that, he separates from that. Memela, there's no masach hamavdil between him and the Rabbeinu Shalom. Memela, he's dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom. So it doesn't mean, and when he's dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom, it doesn't mean in any way, shape, or form that he has the level of Kedusha of the Rabbeinu Shalom, but it means that he's dovuk in that Kedusha of the Rabbeinu Shalom, al yedei the fact that he separated the neshama from the guf. And in that sense, it puts him on a higher level than Malachim. Because Malachim cannot do something to make themselves dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom. A Malach is an oymen, it's a heft of Ratzon Hashem. It doesn't have to do, have the power to put itself, to be madbik itself to the Rabbeinu Shalom. A person does. A person, that's a heilich of a person. A mensch geht, he goes. He's going to, he is doing this action and embarking upon a derech, which culminates in his being dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalala. The emes is, this Yisrael of Rabbeinu Yaina, it's very interesting. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Deis, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, he's talking about all the mahu af atos. He's kach lomdu beferish mitzvah zu mahu nikra chanun af ato heyei chanun. Umahu nikra rachum, is that? Umahu nikra kadosh af atoheye kadosh. And he adds one. Mahu nikra kadosh af atoheye kadosh. In Chazal, it only mentions chosid. In Sifri, in Parshas Ekev, it doesn't mention kadosh. Frekt Davi Ezri, frekt of Shach Zecher Tzadet Ivrocha, that the makor of this Rambam is Gadda Teres Kayan. And the Pasuk, in Kadoshim Tiyu. But the factor of Shach that Lechayr this Teres Kayanim is at odds. It doesn't stim. It doesn't stim with a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash in Kedoshim Tiyu says, if you do a Dikah Medrash, Yochel Kamayni, you would have a Havamina that you should be in this Kaddish like the Rabbeinu Shalom. Talmud Loimer ki Kodesh Ani Kedushasi Lamala Mikdushaska. Shteito Lahedya. In the Medrash Rabbah, Kedushasi L'malam Mikdushaschem, that your Kedush is not that of the Eibishter. So how do we have this Teres Kayanim? Kohenim that says Mahu Kodesh Af Ata Kodesh, implying L'chayra that you can attain the level of Kedusha of the Eibishter. Roshach poses the question, it doesn't stim. The Teres Kohenim L'chayra is at odds, does not stim with the Medrash Rabbah, it seems to be a Mechalikas. Now, Rav Shach answers what he answers. It's very, very close to what we're saying. But Lamaisa, at the very least of what we're saying is it's Mefurash Rabbeinu Yoina. But Lefi Rabbeinu Yoina, I'm not sure what Rav Shach is saying exactly that. But what Rabbeinu Yoina says, it's Meredith. What the person is doing is separating himself from the Gashmias and thereby being Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Mahu Kadosh Af Ata Kadosh. It doesn't mean you can be Kadosh as much as he is. But the Af Ata Kadosh is that you are Nizdabek in that Kedusha. Ad Kama a Nivra can be Nizdabek in the Kedusha. You are Nizdabek in the Kedusha. Al Yidei, you're separating yourself from the Gashmias. You're separating the Neshama from the Hashpah of the Guf. That's what you're doing. So Yochel Kamayni, that whatever have a minute, you can actually attain that. So Fashteitzach not. No. Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, Kedusha Osi Lamal, Kedusha Aschem. You most definitely cannot attain the Kedusha of the Rabbi Yishalel. But what? Yeah. But Amahu Kodesh Afata Kodesh. Al Yedei, doing the pa'ulas of being a Heilich, and separating yourself, and divorcing yourself from the Hashpa of the Guf, the Neshama now becomes elevated without the Masach HaMavdil and can be Nizdabek in the Kedusha of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's how one comes to see the world as it is. The less, if you lessen the Hashpa of the Guf and you become, you work on this Kedushim Tiyu to be a Kadosh, to separate, to let the Neshama dictate what you see and how you act and how you perceive your source of life and your real Metzias, then you can see everything in the world as Ratzon Hashem, that everything in the world is L'chvayd HaNivra, everything is here in the world for nothing more than K'vayd Shammai. Now, these days, Sfiras HaOmer are very mesugal to be Nis'al in Kedusha for this Midah of Kedoshim Tiyu. The Yomim of Sfiras HaOmer start with the Korban HaOmer, which is a Michael Behema, Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim, was only a darga of, was still a Michael Behema, wasn't under full darga, and culminates with the Shtei Alechem, which are made from Chitim, which is a Michael Adam. That means the process of Sfiras HaOmer, beginning with the Omer and culminating on Shavuos with Matan Torah, is the process of the metamorphosis of Klal Yisrael from being a Bechina, of where their Michael is a Michael Behema, to coming to a Bechina where their Michael is a Michael Adam. I heard from somebody, Svarim, it says that Kedoshim here is without a vav, Kedoshim to you. The gematria of Kedoshim is 454, which is the same as the gematria of Chamishim Yoim. These Chamishim Yoim are the Yomim of Kedoshim to you. The Yomim to which a person with the Aveda of each day of Sfiras HaOmer can attain a Maila and get to that level of Kedusha for Kabbalah Satira to become Dovuk in the Eitz HaChaim, to be Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom. The way we count Sfira is very interesting. The way we count Sfira is Hayoim, we say, let's say on the 10th day, Hayoim, Asara Yomim Laimer. You should say Hayoim, Yoim Asiri Laimer. Today's the 10th day, tomorrow's the 11th day. What's Hayoim, Asara Yom? Today's not 10 days, today's one day. Today's the 10th day. The Yisod, however, is Sfiras HaOmer, is not mere lip service to count and say it's this day, it's that day. Every day is meant, you're meant to be kinda every day. You're meant to internalize every day. Every day is meant to become part of you as your growth, and you become a different person on day two than you were on day one. That means you took on day two the mile of day one, and you took also another mile and added the mile of day two. Day three, you take the milas of day one and the mila you added of day two, and you add the mila of day three. So day three is shleisha yomim. You have the milas of 3 days. The amasiri is, you have asara yomim. You have 10 days. We have to see that our days of Sfiras HaOmer. Every day that you have in Sfiras HaOmer is a day that you take, a day that you build, a day that you're kind of, a day that helps you grow to a higher darga than you were the day before. And if we build on that from day to day, we're zeichet to an emes of Kabbalah Satayra, and we're zeichet to go from a Michael Behemoth to a Michael Odom, to separate the Mosach HaMavdil between us and the real Metzias, that everything is quite Shemayim, and be mizdabek in the Kedusha ad Kama, that a Nivra can be mizdabek in the Kedusha, which happens.